station, hit the bay. Mativa's Radio.
Welcome to The Call Out, the show where we confront the issues that matter most to students at Nelson Mandela University. I am Katlego Mofokeng, also known as Girl with the Nice Pants on the Instagram streets, and I am here with...
Vuyisanani Wakonomtshatshi, your daily dose of sugar, but don't take me in too many doses because you might have diabetes and we don't have money for medical aid.
Hey, type 2, we could never chop off a leg.
Imagine that. Today we'll be talking about so many issues to discuss that's been happening around South Africa and within campus, specifically the white Afrikaners' flight to the safety to the under the American stars, their white savior. Very interesting topic. What will you be discussing?
We'll be delving into the complexities of recreational drug use, its normalization, and the broader implications for our society. But first, we're headed to the US, Texas to be specific. Apparently, our newest immigrants have arrived and landed. Let us know what's going on.
Our refugees. Let's first start off with a speech made by President Trump that sparked this whole topic about a month ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what happens, but the South African situation is very, very dangerous and very bad for a lot of people. There's tremendously bad things going on, including the confiscation of property and worse, much worse than that. You know what I'm talking about. And we're not making any payment until we find out what's going on in South Africa. Yes, please.
We actually don't know what he's talking about.
The audacity of this man. Like, we hear things about him. We hear things from him for the first time.
What is happening in South Africa? What are the tremendous
things? You know
things?
What's going on in South Africa. We accept, you know, maybe we really don't. Maybe we live in a completely different South Africa. That's what he's thinking.
Exactly. So let me tell you. So the first group, as I said, they moved away to white South Africans refugee and they arrived on US on Monday under President Trump's executive order mandating they be prioritized for resettlement. When Trump got re-elected, he vowed to make this policy of resettlement of white Afrikaners his main priority. Speaking to the fact that white people in South Africa, they're experiencing genocide, mm-hmm. they're being ostracized by the law, and they're under this great duress, land
expropriation. A lot of misinformation.
Crazy numbers and crazy things, which is even crazier, is the fact that, like, there were numbers put out on Twitter saying that experts say 50 farmers are being killed every day in South Africa.
50 farmers. Can you imagine in 1 week how many that would be? That sounds so insane. And also the fact that Twitter is often the reference. Insane. Misinformation is so easy to spread. And like, I feel like he's the king of it.
Elon Musk and Trump.
Yo,
they're doing it there by Twitter.
Yo, that couple right there. One thing about them, they really are. Misinformation is honestly one of the biggest things that we're dealing with right now in the modern age, is the fact that if you actually read the legislation that accompanied the Land Redistribution Act, you know, you would actually find that it's not that deep.
Exactly.
I promise you they're not trying to take your land like that, not on that level. I promise it's never that deep. Read.
Exactly.
I dare you.
Because another thing is that, like, black people in South Africa, the majority of previously disadvantaged people still don't even own any land.
Exactly.
We still don't own any land. That's why there are black people, colored people, Indian people who are still have to illegally settle in certain places.
Exactly.
Because they actually don't have a place to stay.
There are so many things in courts right now about informal settlements.
Exactly.
And how weird they look. So can you imagine?
And now you have white farmers flying over to America to get any place to stay.
Leaving all of the land that they have.
Exactly.
To go get more land. It must be nice.
It must be lies.
Yeah, that privilege is different. It hits different.
It's a crazy situation that's happening within South Africa and outside the global warfare of just the economic policy. But then this thing will have bigger effect on the whole economy because there's a war of words between the Minister of International Relations and President Trump group and that form of leadership. Because if you really think about it, they put on these tariffs on us and on the world around because of these type of issues, because they think that, oh, there are bad things happening in South Africa.
They're acting on the misinformation.
Exactly.
Ridiculous.
It's just horrible to see. And then, which is even more crazy, is that the relations between South Africa are so bad right now that President Trump even said that he might not even attend this year's G20 summit. And you just want us to go back.
It's a throwback Thursday all day, every day.
Captain Van Ivarna. That's where they want us. They want us singing Captain Van Ivarna every day.
That cannot be our lived reality. And they know better than that. I mean, they know the Constitution. The Constitution says we, the people. What people do you think are in these places?
And we are a rainbow nation.
Exactly.
They don't want us to be a rainbow nation.
Also, is there white in the rainbow? Actually, let's not ask
Now you're being political.
But also, there's no black in the rainbow. So if it makes you feel any better. Sonkasiko.
But you know what? I low-key don't blame them.
Really?
Because given the opportunity to go to America, are you not going?
No.
Why not?
America is ghetto. We know the truth about America now. I think that's the craziest thing is, back in the day, if we were younger, oh yes, jump at the chance to go to America. Now knowing what we do about America, knowing about Trump's administration, what happened, knowing what happened in January 6th when they were jumping over walls at the White House, who wants to be a part of something like that? Whoa. Who wants to be in urgent debt? Look, we can speak out about any and everything in South Africa, whatever political issues. We call Cyril Ramaphosa cupcake.
Exactly.
The same is not going to fly that side.
At all.
It's not going to look cute.
At all.
Cops are going to shoot you while you're walking down the street. Exactly. Now it's snacks for you. I think understanding how much privilege you have in South Africa and exercising it in general. And then comparing it to what's happening in America.
It really doesn't equate on any level.
Miss me with that.
In South Africa, we are one of the most diverse places in the world.
Absolutely.
With over 100 races, different people. Nigerians, they come here. Saudi Arabians, they come here. Everybody can chill. This is the cradle of humankind.
And we're having a good time.
And you want to leave. Where's the genocide? Why did they genocide you? How are you able to leave?
First of all, where is this genocide? I want them to locate it. Is it in the Northern Cape? Is it in the Northwest? Because we know, first of all, farmers stay strapped. We're not even going to play around with that. They don't play. They are very, very strict on their farms. We've heard multiple accounts of black workers on farms being tied to the back of a truck for stealing an orange and then just cars driving all the way and killing them. So where would we be able to kill them?
But that isn't talked about.
That isn't.
But that isn't talked about.
50 farmers are being killed. Now, mind you,
we're not saying that there's no crime in South Africa. South Africa actually does experience a lot of crime.
Yeah.
Yes, we can say that. And even the farmers that are being robbed, no... A person here is thinking, I'm going to rob this farmer because he's white or because he's black.
It's not racially motivated. No. People are poor.
Exactly.
People are
the
poor.
The numbers actually show it that everybody, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you're green, whether you're blue, whether you're a Smurf, everybody's getting robbed. Everybody.
Okay.
Everybody.
Amapara are saying these hands are rated E for everybody.
For everybody.
Anybody can get it. Step into CBD.
Orange.
It's
like, I've been to CBD, it's crazy. They will rob you there. The TikToks I've seen, I've never been in CBD, but the TikToks I'm never going there.
Look, I almost got robbed in the middle of the night here in Summer Strand. Okay?
Leave.
Trust and believe.
Go to the UK, you won't get robbed.
I'm not going to have that happen. No, I'm also not. I don't understand the idea of traveling to another country to be a second class citizen, because ultimately that's just what's going to happen. Like, their social circumstances are going to be completely different. You think you're going to go out there and just have a good time?
They're
going
to Texas.
60 at your grown age, 60 traveling to the US, but you're gonna have to work for that money,
and they're gonna have to go live in Texas with their brothers and sisters.
Exactly. That coupon is not going to help you. That coupon lifestyle, it's not gonna do much for you. But good luck though.
I would really love to hear the Afrikaans accent and the Texas accents, just trying to communicate.
The conversation.
Just communicate with each other.
I can imagine, the heat alone is going to, like,
It would be crazy.
Be insane. That heat.
Welcome to Arkansas, Texas.
Just like,
Va? It's so true.
You better check yourself.
Communicating racism.
Exactly. Like, I want better for them, but I want them to want better for themselves. And if better for themselves is moving to the US, absolutely do that.
Imagine living in South Africa.
We're not going to stop that. I could never live in South Africa. Never.
No, but then on a serious note, this whole topic has had a very difficult and effect on the whole economy at large.
Mm.
On both sides, with South Africa and with America, because at large, what we're seeing today is that, like, between South Africa and the USA, they are, because of the tariffs, there's reduced export demand for South African minerals and agricultural goods.
Yeah.
There's a shrinkage of foreign exchange inflows and a weaker rand, while boosting export competitiveness. And it just amplifies import costs, and it furthers the stalking of inflation.
Mm.
Plus, to add with our regressing economy in itself, because we also have internal issues.
True.
So it just raises up the inflation, everybody's inflation. And even with America, because they increase their import, the increase of import goods, it potentially leads to prices of consumers, they arise.
Mm.
iPhones are increasing, the price of iPhones, the prices of those Birkins made in China,
because
everything really is made in China, which I don't understand Trump's administration. You're going to tariff China and the rest of the world, but you buy from China, that's your primary source. The mess is not messy.
Of production.
It's giving Jacob Zuma in the beginning.
Actually.
No hate though, Tata.
Because what's happening? Trying to start a war with us, I mean, we can understand a lot of times there have been a lot of conversations about this.
Mm.
And we know it's because of the fact that we went to the International Criminal Court. Nah?
Yeah.
Yes. And we laid the claim against Israel for the genocide happening in Palestine.
Yes.
And I mean, we won. What is happening now in the Gaza Strip is considered a genocide.
Exactly.
Yeah. So absolutely, we get it. We understand that America is funding a lot of what's happening in the genocide.
Mm.
They're funding Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to stand with their ally and say, I mean, you're standing against us.
Mm.
True fact.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But at the end of the day, what we're not going to do is say we're going to back down. Technically, America's on the wrong side of history. There is a genocide happening live jive
everywhere,
in Israel.
Everywhere.
And they're saying they don't see it.
Mm.
But they're seeing a genocide happening in South Africa.
Mm.
So it's a kind of a double-edged sword. But for me, it's that it's the idea of the fact that you're punishing us for actually being on the right side of history.
Mm-hmm.
And good luck with that, because it's going to burn you in the end.
Mm.
We have seen what it means for nationalists, especially considering our apartheid past.
Yeah.
Nationalists rising and affecting policy literally showed us what apartheid can do.
Mm.
And if that's what they're going for at the US, good luck with that.
And which is crazy, because these weapons of genocides are actually manufactured by the USA.
Exactly.
The USA, as we know, it's not even a secret. They benefit from wars.
They do.
That's what they do. They destabilize a country and make a war. And it's probably what they want to do with us.
But
even.
They're not going
to
be able to do
exactly,
that.
Exactly, because we're chilling.
We're the BRICS babies.
We're chilling.
Look, we didn't.
We got China, bro.
Look, we got Russia.
We got India.
We got Brazil.
We're here making coffee.
Please, and we also have other people coming through to join BRICS.
We're calm. All we need though is Rwanda and South Africa to fix their problems. Yeah, man, they need to communicate.
Like,
I don't like it.
Let's be squad deep again, guys. Why can't we all be lovers? That's just my one thing.
No,
but honestly, I'm not gonna lie to you. The US immigration thing has
outrageous.
To be the most insane thing.
Outrageous. It's comical, honestly.
It really is.
Comical.
And I'm just imagining then having all of those people in that one area in Texas. Okay, fine. Mm. Let them all move. Then what happens? Like, what is the state? Are they going to be a welfare state also? Because how are you going to take care of all those people? Where are you going to get the money from?
Yeah. It's the lack of research also. They thought if white people leave, it's going to destabilize.
Yeah, you're just like, mm-hmm.
One thing, white people are happy in South Africa.
Show me.
Matter of fact, Americans want to move to Cape Town and chill because they know it's
exactly.
such a beautiful place. The economy is bustling.
The digital nomads
exactly
are having a time of their
lives
there.
And you think the white people are going to leave South Africa when they want to enter South Africa.
To go and rent behind somebody there in Texas. Five to a room. Refugee camps. That's, you don't know.
Watch the Rupert's chilling. Watch the Rupert's chilling.
Smart. Because they know they have multiple properties.
Exactly.
They have tourism hotspots.
We are chilling.
Relax, guys. It can never be that deep. Teach yourself. I think also, the one thing we can say to just Americans in general, read, guys. Read. Even if it's a pamphlet, read. Please, educate yourselves. Because really what is happening in South Africa is not a true reflection of what is being told to you over the internet. And the worst thing is, it's not even reputable people telling you this. It's the internet, it's Twitter. It's Twitter, it's everything happening. It's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not worth it.
And I wonder, it makes you kind of wonder, who's inflating all this information on Twitter?
It makes
you wonder.
Guess who it is?
Who?
Guess who?
Our very
special
own brother. Our very own cousin. Afriforum.
That's why there's the Hawks versus Afriforum case right now. Mm-hmm. The Hawks are saying, you guys are inciting violence. You have freedom of expression, yes, but you're lying.
Exactly.
Freedom of expression doesn't mean go out there and lie. It says say what you need to say. You're open to doing it,
mm-hmm.
but you're lying. Like, now you're lying. You're going too far. And you're going on national platforms, international platforms, 60, lying.
60, Baba. 60 farmers are killed every day.
60.
Imagine.
Where will we find 60. That stamina, guys?
Ay, my Lord.
We have 9-to-5s. When you're coming back home, we don't have time for that. Who's thinking of killing all those people?
It's a tremendous thing that's happening in South Africa. It's a tremendous thing. That's the only thing.
Yes, an absolute mess.
It's a crazy thing. Oh, man. But then tell us at home what you feel about what's been happening in South Africa, and just comment on what you think.
Would you move to
Would you move? And do you think that it's fair on Trump's administration what he's been doing to South Africa and the world at large? And is there actually genocide?
Revolutionary greetings. My name is Simisihle Masenemzgabi. I am the member and the activist of the EFF Youth Command, the newly appointed structure in the Eastern Cape Province, as well as Nelson Mandela University. And of course, I'm a student here at Nelson Mandela. I'd say the question is complex and subjective, and it also depends on various perspectives, which I could namely like mention some of them, which are historical, political, social, and also personal dimensions to consider. I believe that Afrikaners have deep roots in South Africa, which is a fact because they have been here for centuries. That's why many of them, they even developed a very strong attachment to the land of the colonized or the land of the South Africans. Even the stats proves it, that majority of the South African land is owned by the minority of the whites or the Afrikaners, which colonized the South Africa. That is from a historical standpoint. But when it comes to political standpoints, it's a different scenario. Because politically, we believe that most Afrikaners, in fact, we say now all of them Afrikaners, they inherited everything that they have, including the majority of the land that they are owning in South Africa from the apartheid system, which was there to only benefit the white, especially the Afrikaners, and oppress the black people, the ones that were colonized in their own lands. Rightful owners of the land, which are now owning minority of the land, whereas whites are still owning the majority of the land.
Thank you to our viewers who commented at home. I hope you guys also interact with us on WhatsApp. You can just send through the VNs. Thank you.
The cultural experience alone is about to be a nightmare.
They're just taking a 6-month vacation. They're going to realize and be like, Ish, I missed that farm.
The question is, must they come back? Are we going to welcome them
back? We'll welcome them. Tata Nelson said, Ish. Let us love each other.
And the problem is, seeing Rona Vele Rebantwana Baga Tata for real. Because we really are at Nelson Mandela University.
Exactly.
We are Tata's children for real, for real.
So we will welcome you back. Come back, please.
Now we have to.
Your farm is ready there. It's still there for you.
But don't exploit us. Anymore. We know better now.
Hey, we know better.
And now we know our worth. Mm-hmm. Please.
Thank you. That was the Afrikaners exiting South Africa, flying under the stars of America.
And now we're delving into the complexities of recreational drug use, its normalization, and the broader implications for our society. Now, you know why this conversation is happening in the first place. But we're just going to let you know what happened, right? A recent headline stirred conversations nationwide. South African cricket star Kagiso Rabada tested positive for a metabolite of cocaine during the SA20 competition in January.
Are you serious?
This happened in January, ne?
Yeah.
And it's just not coming out. So initially, the details were kept under wraps, and Rabada continued to play, including in the Indian Premier League, before being sent home citing personal reasons. It was later revealed then that he served a one-month suspension after completing a substance abuse treatment program. Rabada has since expressed deep remorse.
Aww.
Now, I mean, bakbakile, ne? So, yeah. Fede, you have to say I'm sorry.
Yes.
But everybody had thought when the story broke that he was just dabbling in the devil's lettuce. They didn't know that boy was doing that sugar, that nose
yo,
tag.
Yo, don't do that.
That man was in the slopes.
He was snowing.
Snow white.
Hi, that one is difficult. That one.
Yeah. It was. I was like, wait a minute. We fuck about Kalen. We are user.
And also, cricket isn't cricket like 9 hours.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? And like, it also brings to mind, I think a lot of the time we've had like a lot of drug things. Okay, so when Jup Jup was arrested and he was drag racing and he killed all those children, unfortunately, what happened was that he was under the influence.
Of cocaine?
No.
Mm-hmm.
But he had dabbled in some drugs and a little alcohol. And then the Jocelyn Smith case, the mom was selling her kids so that she could buy drugs. Yeah. Also for 20K. Like, she sold her child for 20,000 rand so she can get some drugs.
Yeah.
This is insane.
Sad too.
And now Kagiso's entire reputation and everything is on the line because sponsorship he dabbled deals in drugs. So now we're thinking about it and you're like, what is it about the normalization of recreational drug use? From weed, mushrooms, pills, lean, it's become a part of student culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very normal. It's casual. Occa pipe
even.
It's humorous and it's even aesthetic. Mm. Wana.
Yes, aesthetic. I'm not even going to talk about a certain campus here. but yeah, they do it aesthetically there.
One thing about the hookah pipes is that you're just, if you want to feel like you're in a music video, man.
Yeah.
Go to the club and see all that smoke just blowing through. It's a normalized thing. So much so that we actually have to ask, when have drugs become our default coping mechanisms? And are we okay? I mean, if we're literally turning towards pills and mushrooms and lean and we're turning towards weed as just a normal recreational
and these are avoidance mechanisms.
Exactly.
And mechanisms. It's not actually you dealing with whatever issue
yeah, so
it is
what
that
are you
you're
going
with,
through?
That like, you feel like guys, you need drugs every day.
To you help
need,
you cope.
You need a blunt. You need like, that snow.
If you need to be like, also guys, if we're actually going on the slopes, let's actually rethink it. Like, we understand the legalization of weed and the like, totally understand it for recreational use. But when does it become a coping mechanism? And when do we then start calling it out for what it is then? Like, it's bordering on an addiction.
Exactly.
So what does it mean for us as students to see this kind of lifestyle? And you know what? Can you wanna go for any drugs? Liquor.
Yes.
In this province.
In South African province. In the South African
zone. I saw that. What did that song say? I can drink like I'm Xhosa. What was that song, man? You'd swear I'm Xhosa.
Did you talk about drinking? What's the problem?
Yeah.
Yo, I understand.
I'm like my boss.
You'd swear
he's Xhosa. So the Xhosa Nation is very known for their ability to withstand.
I won't talk about my Xhosa people, but the percentage. I will say that here in this province, we don't have a day of drinking and a non-drinking day. Every day is a Pusa. Pusa Thursday, no. Monday. Pusa Tuesday. Pusa Wednesday.
Yeah, Pusa,
Pusa every day. It's just us. I won't even lie about that. But then I feel like what Tata Bemfundisi would say in the church, kiss spirit into it.
Wait.
Kiss spirit. Kiss spirit. Kiss spirit.
We got to pray it out.
Facts. Mm. It really needs to be prayed upon because South Africa, is just as a whole, they use drugs and especially alcohol just to deal with everything.
A lot.
To celebrate, okay. You're sad, okay.
Mm-hmm. You're depressed.
You're depressed.
Definitely.
Okay.
You're anxious. Let's get you some energy.
You don't want to
talk
about something. You go to all these recreational drugs, all to alcoholism, and mm-hmm. it's like, hey, there's a larger topic that needs to be talked about.
True.
That needs regressing. That needs help, actually, because people have our fathers were doing this thing, and even now, Nati, we're going to be that same generation who are looking to recreational drugs,
exactly.
And that's not normal.
That cannot be. I think. The worst thing about it is we are the most informed generation. Mm-hmm. So we know about peer pressure. We know about mm-hmm. what drugs do to your mind, your brain. We know what it does to the body and everything. And yet we are saying, "Kita utwa ka letlalo. I'll find mm-hmm. out when I get there. Let me just do it."
Exactly.
But the worst, I think drinking culture is, it was, okay, I'm from Joburg. So moving here and seeing the drinking culture was like a very big shock.
Really?
Like, I'm like, oh. Okay, they're like, first of all,
we're
when
worse
I was
than Joburg.
Worse.
I wouldn't
I swear to you, like Joburg.
You guys have Konka. What is that place
Konka
called?
Konka is fine. You can have a good time at all of these places. Bona, Vilakazi Street, have a great time. But it's not like here.
Really?
Here, the weekend starts on a Wednesday.
Ay, kaloku.
The weekend starts on a Wednesday.
Today, baba.
Exactly.
Today is the
weekend. People's weekend has started today. And we're just seeing... So like it be so normalized that it's a common thing. Like no one minds the fact that people are drinking. People are drunk all the time. Like it's just a normal thing. People drink sometimes to just get through the day, to lose time. And then you ask yourself, wait, guys, what do you mean? Like you don't see a problem with this? Exactly. It's because of the fact that we're so comfortable with it. It's become so normal that no one sees a problem with it anymore.
It's a clutch. It's like a...
It really is.
It's just a clutch where like, okay, oh, I'm feeling anxious about something. Oh, you know what? Blacka, blacka, bah. And here's the thing. They don't realize that it's a clutch for them. They think it's a normal thing to take that 350 from a cupcake and just go instantly. You know that you're
going
to buy.
That's the first thing that you're
That's
buying.
That's the first thing.
The specials.
Matter of fact, you've already tasted the beer even before. You've been counting down the days.
As soon as that notification hits.
Comes in, the 350 is in, you're going to Mama Tembu, Mama Tembu's shipping.
And you're just spending the entire thing.
On blaka blaka, on alcohol, on even with cigarettes, even with everything. We know if you smoke too many cigarettes, you're probably gonna get cancer in a couple of years.
And by responsibly, we're not saying don't drink. We're not policing students and they're drinking. We're saying drink responsibly, be safe.
Where are you?
And like,
who are you with?
Also take care of yourself. Like, if you're not okay, my babe, it doesn't make sense for you to be sitting in your room all alone drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are so many things available to you. Mtonjeni is around.
Yeah, exactly.
I promise you, if you can just go and do the intake procedure, you should be fine.
We don't want Student to talk about our coaching. Feelings. We like, want to drink our feelings.
Exactly.
We want to smoke our feelings.
And the thing is, they don't go away.
Yeah. Even after that, because it's just a pleasure thing. Mm. And which makes you like think about it. Like, what makes a guy like Kagiso Rabada, who seems to have a successful life, right?
Yeah.
As a cricketer, what makes him? Was it a party that makes him?
Why did he play in
the pressure?
Snow?
And then, why did he play in the snow like that?
Yeah.
It makes you kind of wonder because sometimes you can have it all, but still not feel like you have it all.
Yeah. I mean, Siya Kolisi spoke in his book about it.
Oh,
about
really?
The fact that like, he used to drink quite a lot.
Mm.
And so much so, like, even Rachel was like, okay, like, this is a lot. Like, you're spending money, ridiculous amounts of money. You're drinking irresponsibly. What needs to happen? And it's like it's a normal thing.
Mm.
But you're so successful. You've made it so far in life. Mm. What is it that, like, brings you to playing in the snow?
Yeah.
To drinking almost every day?
And the thing is with us, especially with guys, is that we don't want to realize when something is a problem.
Mm.
We don't want to realize when something has control of us. If you went to a party last week and you drunk on a Saturday, fine. And then you go into the next Saturday, Number two is a pattern.
Yeah.
Three is a confirmation. Mm. Four, you're an addict. Five, please go save yourself.
Like, now, let's save yourself. Let's go to something. N-A-A-A, anything. Anything with an A. As long as there's an A in it, please go. It's anonymous. I promise you're not going to, like, exactly. No one's going to know. But, like, honestly, it's, I think in Joburg, the difference is, yes, there's a lot of recreational drug use mm-hmm. in Johannesburg.
Of course.
Not so much drinking.
Ecstasy.
And then you'll find that they do it at parties and they will, you know, play in the snow
cool kids,
do the most. Mm. And then you'll see them in rehab centers. There'll be a lot of people in rehab centers and it gets very uncomfortable very quickly. Because then it's like, once you're there, you're evaluating what is it that led me to this place.
Yeah, this place.
So much so that I've risked work, life, everything in order for me to placate this addiction.
Mm.
But is it worth it? Is it worth using your life, your livelihood? The same thing here. We have not started our lives. This is the beginning of the rest of your life. Let this not be the beginning where...
Of the end.
You are drinking into a stupor to a point where not every Sunday... Every Sunday, every week they're crying about you. But when what you were doing when you were drunk.
Yeah. And it's really, and here's my thing. I don't want to sound like I'm preaching to the choir. And we are preaching to the choir because they know.
They know themselves.
Very smart people here. And like, we know that there are other ways to regress these stresses. There are other ways to...
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about me now. I'm like, hey, Visanani, you're doing too much with this whole thing. Like, let's relax, Baba.
Let's take care of ourselves.
And there's so many types of drugs also.
There's even prescription drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Be very careful of that thing that comes with the script. It's addictive.
It's addictive.
Be very, very, very careful. You see it especially with Schedule 5 meds. Eish. Now we're showing our capabilities and the things that we are
taking. Schedule 5 now? Take us.
Kunama schedule 5. But with Schedule 5 medications, you literally have to take the most recent script, take it in there. Click stuff will look at you sideways. They will look at you sideways like, why do you need this prescription?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you get it from? Hey, let's also confirm with the doctor. That's how serious
really?
It is. It's because they understand just how bad recreational drug use has become within that space. Pella lean is insane. It's sprayed with cough syrup.
Easy. Fucking allergy expire.
Hi, boy.
Fucking allergy expire.
Nesprite.
Your little Wayne. Amelia.
Imagine.
Lil Wayne. Well, you are Lil Wayne.
Agunzima.
Please, guys, let us stop. You are not empty. Please, let us.
And he stopped.
Exactly.
So that should tell you something.
Please, man, guys.
Clean yourselves up. Like, I promise you, this is really the beginning of the rest of your life. Yeah. You do not want to set a precedent that this is my go-to. Because once that becomes it, once it becomes a habit, it's very hard to break.
And I understand that some of us who grew up in a household where they allowed that, where that's a culture.
Mm.
But be the point of difference.
Mm.
Be the person who's going to change the situation, who's actually going to call it out. Again, I said, if we oppose, But let not oppose be the problem in your life. And if we as Bonaba, it's a problem, then stop at all. If you know that you can't handle
talk to somebody.
Stop. Like, there are other things better you can do. I'm sure there are other passions you have besides a whiskey bottle and going to the groove. Find those other passions and let's see.
Interact with other human beings outside of groove.
Yes, please. Let us not go to groove anymore. Stop the groove. Hashtag stop the groove.
Ooh,
yes. Hashtag stop the groove.
He's a one stop the groove is insane.
you.
But yeah, be responsible, man. I think as an adult, it is really up to us to change what happens in our households. If you grew up like in a household where people drink and whatever else, and that's become the norm, let it become the norm. But do you really want to be the uncle or keep a secret? Do you want to be the uncle or keep a secret? Masegu snacks on Christmas when you've drank. Do you want to be the aunt who nobody respects? They can't even give you the keys the fridge.
Oh, really?
Do you not want to be the fridge holder? The key fridge holder?
So, or do you even want to be your father when he came home drunk and beat up your mom? You don't want
exactly.
to be that. You really don't
do
want...
Do different.
Exactly.
Be different. Dare to be different. And I promise you, you will do absolute most. But yeah, man, Extra Time is going to be telling you more about the Rabada case and, you know, how he was just out there in the slopes.
Wicketing in the snow. Balling in the snow. Owsit in the snow.
guys,
we understand what the situation, but then I hope they don't drop him. Because, hey,
yeah,
his sponsorships will drop you so quick.
I really hope it doesn't really endanger, like, the rest of his career. But I think it is also a call to action to the rest of us to understand drugs affect quite a large part of our lives. And we're seeing it play out right now in current affairs and on the media. So just be aware of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Self-awareness is a very important thing, but on top of that, also just seeking help when necessary.
And seeking help is not a weakness. It's actually self-awareness and wisdom. Seek help, please, guys. Yeah.
You've been listening to The Call Out, where we name the issues others whispers about and dare to do better.
And they're probably going to call us out in a few years we called them out.
Hey guys, I'm literally about to, like, I just grabbed my lighter. Understandable, guys. It's tough out there in the streets. But also, make wise choices. We're trying to ourselves, you know what I mean? No one wants to walk around with lung cancer after having smoked for years in varsity, and now you're affected by all of that. It's horrible. I think it's also just being aware of everything. I have been Katlego Mofokeng, also known as Girl with the Nice Pants on the Instagram streets.
And I am Vuyisanani Mokonomtshatshe, your daily dose of sugar. But don't take me in too many doses, because I snai imali medical aid.
Love it. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thank you. Peace
Bye.
Out.
Oh, yes. I like
it. Madiba's Radio. What is up, Madiba's fam? It is another week and it's another episode on the Madiba's Radio podcast. You're listening to Extra Time with myself, Rabona Chobane. And like I had mentioned last week, that every week it's going to be me and someone from the Extra Time team. And of course, today I have two people from the Extra Time team. We're going to introduce themselves. And of course, then we're going to dive right into all things sports.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sam Gelecele. And yeah,
it's good to be back. Sam doesn't come to work.
Sam has not been coming to work, but it's so good to be back, guys. As always, we're bringing you all the sports news on campus, out of campus, everywhere.
This is Ubonko Simsomi. Welcome, Madiba's podcast listeners who are here to give you the sports. That's what's happening around the world during the weekend. This is Ubonko Simsomi. I welcome you all.
Of course, like I said, sports. Oh, we don't sleep by sports. There's always something going on. It's been a hectic week. It's been sports every single day. And as you may recall, last week I had the Madiba's basketball team with me, who was speaking all things Friday Night Lights. And guess who was at Friday Night Lights?
I was there.
We were all there.
I was there.
We were all at Friday Night Lights, and it truly was great. It was an amazing experience. It's always great taking part and watching a sports code that you don't really watch on a daily basis. So being at FNL, it was great. And
basketball is actually very cool, guys.
Right?
Very cool. Basketball is actually time being there, so I really enjoyed all the games. So it was very fascinating, I won't lie.
Sam, what are the results from that first tip-off?
Yeah, so we had our home teams playing, both the gents and the ladies. And the first game was against Varsity College, so Madiba's second team faced Varsity College, and Varsity College unfortunately won 55-33 against our Madiba's second team. And then we had the second game, which was Madiba's ladies and the Gemini's ladies, with Gemini's winning 39 points against 17 points from our ladies. And the last game was Madiba's youth team and the Jeffreys Bay Giants, and we won 32-31, and that was the most interesting game that Ribona missed.
Listen, it's
not me.
You
head
missed
of a
the
match.
Climax.
It wasn't me.
Oh, I know.
What a game.
You know exactly the it
I
wasn't
know what
me.
Happened.
It
what was, a game that is. Oh, what
but
a game.
Like, despite two teams losing, at least we finished it off with
We finished it with a win.
So much fun.
And
it was so much fun.
And Bongos, how was it for you, since that was your first time attending a basketball?
A very good experience. A very, very, very good experience. I was so happy to be there. Every game, as I've said, I really enjoyed all the games from the first game up until to the last game. So it was a very good experience. And on the 23rd of May, we will be there.
We'll be there. Whoa.
Be there.
The cheerleaders. Varsity College. I didn't see their performance, but I
they
saw like
perform.
Did they?
I saw a snippet and I was like, what is going on?
They came. Nah, they came, but of course our own cheerleaders were there.
Yeah. They had a great performance. They had a really nice dance.
Mm-hmm. They had a great time. They were enjoying themselves.
They were also they almost killed me, but we're not gonna get into that. Sam was trying to turn it. Sam and I were literally almost killed by the cheerleaders. But hey,
look,
you know what?
For you to experience all the drama,
be there.
Yeah, the next games are happening on the 23rd of May, is when Nkosi had said the tickets will be sold at the door, and we're still hoping that they're going to pre-sell them. It's 10 rand. Just 10 rand for students.
10 1 rand.
10 1 rand.
A and, tiger. A green tiger.
I'm bored. We have a I just said 10 rand, guys.
It's 10 rand. It's a tiger.
Don't be scared of me when you see me on the camera. It's 10 rand, not tiger.
10 rand for students and 15 rand for non-students at the Madiba's Indoor Sports Center on the 23rd of May. Yeah.
Do check them out on their social media pages. It is Madiba's Basketball. For all the updates, the news, and also the recaps of the past weeks.
Yeah, the fixtures and the results.
That aside, Campus League.
We've been speaking about Campus
League on a weekly basis. It's an ongoing thing. We're going to be speaking about Campus League until October. Until it ends.
Yeah, until it ends.
Until it ends. And of course, I think I'm going to go on Sunday. I'm gonna make time to go.
Please
because
come.
The last few weeks, my schedule has not been allowing me to go.
Yeah,
but
it's
aligning
out.
This week.
Really
it's
missing
a, it's,
out.
I think I am. And like I did mention last week, that we have people on the ground every single Sunday. Sam and Bongosi are 100% there all the time. And what Bongosi manages to do every Sunday is get us an interview with one of the coaches. I think it's really important to get an interview in the moment that the coach is in his feelings and how he feels about the team, rather than having them come in studio. We just get it over and done with a quick 1-2-1-2 interview. I'm just going to play that and then, we're going to dive into that when we're done.
This is Bongosi Msomi. We're at the match between Tocatero FC and Phase 3 FC, where Tocatero lost again 4-1. The team has lost and I have a coach here, Coach Nzuzo. Coach, welcome again this week. Another tough one. How did you make of the game?
It was a very bad game, very bad performance by a lot of individuals that were playing. We tried, but we couldn't get anything out of it.
I can see in your team, coach, your defense is very shaky. Going forward, how can you improve your defense? How can you improve your midfield and even strikers? Because we saw today that your team lost 4-1, which is another piece goal where you came in 5-0 and today's 4-1. What is happening in the team, coach, if you can just clarify for us?
I think the only thing that will help us is to beef up the squad. We need to sign players for most of the positions. We need quality players if we are to compete for the league.
I hear you that you say you need quality players in the second semester. Obviously the window will be open in the second semester, but for now, in these remaining games, the plan going forward as a team, how can you motivate your boys? Because we saw you've played 4 games, 4 losses. How can you motivate the team as the coach to keep their head up and moving forward?
I think for now, we need to survive the last game before the window opens. And then once the window opens, already I have 2 players confirmed that will be coming in, quality players. So, second semester, we'll definitely be looking to win all our matches.
Coach Njuzo Soldane, we thank you very much for your time and for your opportunity. Tough luck for today, coach.
Thank you.
Something I picked up from this interview. You asked the coach and you were like, you've been losing.
4 what? Losses, my sister.
You've been losing.
Yes,
what
yes.
do you plan on doing to fix that? He gonna talk about we're gonna sign new players. Okay, one goes is like, yeah, I get you. The window's opening in second semester. But with the current players that you have now, like, what is the game plan that you have now for the next coming games, yes, until second semester. Like, it's no use you saying you're going to have these new players coming in. Yeah, but yeah, what about the ones that you currently have? Like, what are you doing?
Have to work on them.
Exactly. Like, I literally just picked that up now and I was like, actually, that's such a... You diverted it back because he didn't really answer your question. He's just telling you about his future plans. But what about the plans that you have
for now?
Currently?
Because the match are happening for...
Exactly.
Happening
you're
now.
Still playing for... Yeah. I think how many games are left?
I think four games.
I think four games before exams.
So it's like
there's still more.
There are still more games.
Second semester.
Thing is, he's only focused about second semester. What about the games that you have for this semester?
Yeah, indeed, because the team is losing now.
Like, you're losing now. Yeah. What are you trying to like? What implementations do you have to improve the current squad that you have before you bring in the two new confirmed signed players? And he failed to answer that question. And
I really get your point there.
Exactly. Coach. Coach Ribone. Now, because he has also some results from this past Saturday.
Yes, indeed, indeed. I have other results. This was happening in the NMU Campus Football League. Here are some of the results. SSV FC won 1-0 up against Alpha FC. South Point FC won 5-4 against Steve Vigo. What a match that it was. Omega FC 2, Castle House FC 2, My Student House FC 4, Dynamic FC 0, Varsity Park FC 3, Labora FC 1, Mariska FC 3, Juliana FC 1, and of course, Phase 3 FC 4, and Trocadero FC lost again 4-1.
And the next games are going to be taking place on Sunday, the 18th of May,
yeah, well,
at the South Campus and the North Campus football field. And of course, the rugby will also be taking part, as well as the netball and the basketball. But the netball takes place at the outdoor courts, and then the basketball at the indoor courts.
Mm.
Now, while I don't want us to stick on rugby, kakhulu.
Rugby is your thing, Sam.
Rugby is my thing, but I want us to go straight to football.
I know where this is going.
Thank God.
I want us to speak just briefly because we're also running out of time.
Listen, I have two.
Two what?
Two Kaizer Chiefs fans against one.
I didn't say anything about Kaizer Chiefs, but now you're forcing me to speak about Kaizer Chiefs. And of course, Kaizer Chiefs are the 2025 Nedbank Cup champions. Okay. You can take African Bank,
and then maybe Sana can take Capitec.
So yeah, so Kaizer Chiefs has been, you know, after they won, they are facing a lot of
backlash
and hatred, man.
It's not hatred. It's looking at the situation and being like, was it fair? It's not backlash. It's looking at the fairness.
It's okay.
You how long exactly?
10 years.
It was fair.
You know what happened in the past 10 years? We've had two presidents.
Ali, like, and COVID-19.
Exactly. Oh, my God. We come from a pandemic.
Now, in a match where Kaizer Chiefs secured a 2-1 victory at the Moses Mabhida Stadium on Saturday, Gadsden Serena opened the scoring from the spot after Diano was adjusted to have fouled Upule Modi inside the box. It is a decision that raised from the Pirates camp, with many adamant the former Stellenbosch FC man did not clip the winger on his heels. The record has now been set straight and the penalty was sore. Was seen. Hey. You guys are going to come for me like you're coming for Kaizer Chiefs. Penalty was seen and there was tripping an opponent, said the FIFA referee Victor Klungwan on SABC Sports Soccer Zone on Monday evening. When tripping happens inside the field of play, a direct free kick is awarded. When it happens inside the penalty area, a penalty is awarded. That was set straight, Ribone. Okay. No more arguments. We won fair and square.
Fair and square.
Indeed, indeed.
After 10 years.
Congratulations to
Kosi Alipeli Moya.
Shaba, Kosi Shaba.
While speaking about Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates.
Yeah, it is. Here, being an Orlando Pirates fan. Thing is, I recently became an Orlando Pirates fan.
Oh.
Thing is, you know, last year.
You were the problem.
No. Listen, remember last year, I didn't have any teams. I was hopping between team by team. And I said, next year, I'm going to come back and I'm going to have picked my teams in the Premier League. I'm going to pick my team. I'm going to have set teams. And I've picked my teams and I'm sticking beside them for the rest of my life. And Orlando Pirates sticking with me till I die. And of course, a winning farewell for the Orlando Pirates Spanish coach Rivario. Josio, Zivivario received a fitting farewell on Tuesday as the coach of Orlando Pirates, who kept slim South African Premiership title hopes alive with a 3-0 win over the Golden Arrows. Goals from Tshegofatso Mabasa in the opening half and Bandile Shonadu and Kabelo Dlamini within 5 minutes midway through the second half earned the dominant Buccaneers a comfortable win. Leaders and defending championships Mamelodi Sundowns have a 67 points with 2 matches to play, and second place Pirates 55 with 4 fixtures remaining. If Sundowns loses both games and Pirates wins all 4, the clubs will finish 11 all points and goal difference will decide who are crowned the champions. Sundowns have a plus 47 goal difference and Pirates a plus 22, leaving the odds stacked in favour of the Pretoria outfit winning an 8th consecutive league title. The 2-club title chase could end in Coastal City, East London on Wednesday, with Sundowns needing 1 point away to mid-table Chippa United to take an unassailable lead. A cold late autumn night at Orlando Stadium in Soweto, southwest of Johannesburg, belonged to 48-year-old Rivero, who is not renewing his contract after a 3-year stint. His appointment in 2022 after working in Finland was not warmly welcomed, with many Pirates supporters labeling him a plumber, a local term for an unsuccessful coach. But he soon silenced his critics with a calm, thoughtful approach and led a club formed in 1937 to 5 knockout competition victories. They were also runner-ups in the past 2 premierships. Pirates chairman and Pirates boss Ivan Khoza told South African media that Rivario had signed for another club without naming it. When AFP asked Rivario where he was headed, the Spaniard said, "I wish I could tell you, but a confidentiality was prevents me from doing so. You will know soon." Any guesses?
Yeah. We have.
What's your guess?
We have the sources.
What's the guess? The you sources. Can't say sources if things have not been confirmed. What's the source?
Apparently they are saying Coach Rivero. He's heading to Egypt. He said he's heading to Cairo, where he will be appointed as a new coach of Al Ahly. So we'll see.
Local media reports have linked Rivario with Egyptian and African giants Al Ahly, who recently stacked Swiss coach Marcel Kula after losing to Sundowns in a CAF Championship League semi-final. And he quotes, "I will look back at my time with Pirates and in South Africa as special," said the coach, who Pirates agreed to release before his contract expired next month. "There are so many things I will miss about this beautiful country. I love Pirates players, my technical team, the officials, and the fantastic supporters who I believe also love me." A bidding farewell.
He really did well, Shem.
Orlando
Pirates have been playing really
very good.
You know who
sport.
Also is allegedly losing their coach?
Who?
Your team.
So going back to rugby, my apparent favorite sport.
It's not apparent, it's very loud.
My apparent favorite sport. Quebec has been hosting the junior box under 20. Have you been going to the games, Ribone?
No, I have not.
I also have
the
not.
The first game, I don't know what happened. The first game was on a Thursday. I don't know what happened. Then the second game was last week, Tuesday. I think I was just so jet-lagged after the power outage and the test. You were studying for accounting. That's why you didn't go. And then Sunday, I was home. It was Mother's Day. I was with my mother. So I missed out on all 3 games, unfortunately. But that's not the end of the world, because the Springboks versus Italy game is coming up soon. And tickets go live on Friday night. 9 o'clock. They are live for DSTV
and
Premiership and FNB. The DSTV one ended on Monday. DSTV window was open from the 1st until the 13th of May. And then for FNB users, it was only from the 13th till the 14th. Yeah. Today's the last day for FNB account holders. Guys, those tickets are pricey.
Yay!
1.9.
I love it.
1.9 is the most. And then there's one for 1,000. And then there's one for 600. And there's one for 400.
I think I should buy today before...
Which one are you buying? Don't take it. Since you have all the money in the world. But tickets are going to come live on Friday at 9 o'clock on Ticketmaster. Be sure to grab your ticket and we will see you at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium on the 12th of July, 2025. I will be there. I don't know about you guys, but I will be there.
We have to be there and watch the Springboks.
Now, the Junior Box geared for a massive New Zealand clash
on Sunday.
This past Sunday. And they lost against New Zealand with a score of 48 points. And
to 45. But the thing is, it's not bad. I was going to be like, they gave them their run for their money.
Tough luck.
They really gave.
Like, the score difference is not that great.
It's not.
Meaning.
EP Rugby was also playing the set.
You see? Rugby.
And I was there. Fortunately, they lost. But yeah, the Junior Springboks lost 45-48 against New Zealand this past Sunday. Do you have anything more for us, Ribone?
I have something. Listen, I think it's going to be our last story for today. And I'm just going to, like, it's basically getting your opinion because it's something we spoke about last year as well with Ujanji's, the Springbok player, and he's doping allegations.
Okay.
Who else has doping? Okay, no, he doesn't have doping allegations, but a very, very popular cricket player.
I know the story.
What's happening?
Barika Rabada is playing in snow. Allegedly. Oh, it's not allegedly. It is confirmed that traces was found in his urine of cocaine.
Mm.
Hi, Sam. Sam, I literally posted about it and I was like, he's been cleared.
The shock on my face.
Literally, Kagiso Rabada has traces of cocaine found in his urine sample after a drug test. And when the results came back positive, they asked him if he wants to take another test, and he declined.
The cocaine, boy. That's why.
And the crazy thing is, when it first came out, everyone thought it was just weed. Mm. And we're like, it's just weed. It's just some greens. Let's doubt it. Snow.
Yo, that's wild.
That's very wild.
I mean, Hashim, you can do all the drugs. But once you get to this hectic one.
Since Proteas fast bowler Kagiso Rabada earlier this month made the announcement that he had tested positive for a banned substance, there was much speculation about which recreational drug the fast bowler had used. On Sunday, though, South African Institute of Drug-Free Sport revealed that the drug in question was cocaine. The other three drugs that could have been were cannabis, metformin, or diamorphine. Because I'm against drugs. I don't do drugs.
You're not supposed to know
of
drugs.
Of course, I'm not going to. Exactly. It had already been confirmed that Rabada had taken the drug out of competition when he was tested during the SA20 on January 21st. Traces of the drugs were still in his system at the time of the test. Rabada was informed of the results of the test on April 1st. By the time Rabada made the announcement on the adverse finding, he had already served his 1 month suspension with no further action taken by Cricket SA, and soon returned to India to take his place in the Goran Titans side in the India Premier League. So, as it turns out, the IPL would be suspended due to escalating hostilities between Pakistan and India. And as a result, Rabada has not been in action since March 29th. In the only statement Rabada has made on the matter of so, the 29-year-old said, "As has been reported, I recently returned to South Africa from participating in the IPL for personal reason. This was due to my returning on adverse analytical finding for the use of a recreational drug. I am deeply sorry to all those that I..."
Recreation
means fun. He said, "I am deeply sorry to all those that I have let down. I will never take the privilege of playing cricket for granted. This privilege is much larger than me. It goes beyond my personal aspirations. I am serving a provisional suspension and I'm looking forward to returning to the game I love playing."
I'm glad he was very open about it.
He was honest about it. It's not something that he hid from the public. He owned it.
I'm glad.
And only a real man. They called recreational drugs, which is why the others, it was meth. Yeah, I'm going to call them meth, dopamine, and cannabis. Those were the other three options that it could have been. Everyone thought it was cannabis because that's the most obvious one and not illegal.
We have to say, okay, so you are forgiven. You are such a good player, a very good player. We really need him on the pitch. We really need him on the pitch.
No, but he's been cleared for playing, so he's back on the pitch.
That's good.
And he's served his suspension, his 1 month suspension. He promises he says he's sorry. Especially for, and when the news came out, the comments on Instagram, they're like, "What about the kids that look up to him? Why would you do this?"
Yeah, I'm just happy.
We listen and we don't judge.
We listen and we don't judge.
His public stance was very smart to actually agree to everything. And South Africa.
Shout out to his PR team.
Yeah, no, South Africa is definitely going to forgive him very fast, especially because they also like him.
Yeah.
I do, at least.
Yeah.
We all love Kagiso Rabada. We all know how.
KG.
Hey.
Rabada
is
capable
off on the field, taking those wickets for us. So we really need
him. But this should be a lesson, though.
Yeah,
to all athletes. Actually, not to all athletes. To everyone.
Everyone.
Really.
Yeah.
Let's say no to drugs.
Say no to drugs, guys.
No to drugs, indeed.
Because you don't know what's waiting for you up there. Even if you have a corporate job, or whatever the case, you could be drug tested any time. People were even saying, "Oh, it's not a big deal." And someone was like, "This is not." Example, Jack, who works in finance. But it's like, corporate jobs also do tests, though.
Yeah.
It's not, there's no exception.
Yeah, indeed. So, guys, another thing that I just wanted to add, I wanted to say shout out to Under 20 AFCON. They have qualified.
Yes, they qualified a few days ago.
They qualified for the World Cup. And they're in the semi-final for Under 20 AFCON. So I just wanted to shout out.
South African football is growing.
Yeah,
growing. And that makes me
really
happy. Under
17 have qualified for the AFCON. And under 20 have also have qualified. So that's things are coming okay in our South African football.
Shout out to Under 20. Yes. I think that's it from the
That brings us to the end of Extra Time on the Madiba's Radio podcast.
Bongi Nkosi Msomo, I really had a good time here. So thank you very much, guys, for your time.
Samkele Cele here. I had an amazing time back in studio. I've forgotten how much I love radio.
Because you've been focusing on
forgotten
that
how much I love.
You neglected your first love. You've neglected your first love.
I'm not going anywhere anymore. I am going to be here. Next week, are you having me next week?
I don't know.
Ribona gets to choose.
I can pick and choose who I want. Of course, that brings us to the end of Extra Time right here on Madiba's Radio podcast, where we connect, inform, and engage. My name is Ribona Chabane. And next week, I'll be bringing you someone new. Like I said, every week, it's me and a new host. But yeah, it's really fun having those that share the same passions with me on the mic. It's always a great time. I love speaking about sports. I love diving into the sports world. Like I said, it's an industry that never sleeps. And of course, we are not going to sleep as well. We'll be back next week. This is Extra Time.
Opening up the waves for you to be heard.